This is Radiofiles, a showcase and analysis of productions from the international radio art network Radia. Today, we visit founding member Radio Campus in Brussels, in Belgium.
My name is Karine Demange, in French, Karine Demange, and I'm part of Radio Campus Brussels, which is a part of the Radia network. And there I'm leading some radio shows, cultural magazines, and broadcasting 5 or 6 hours per week of radio creation. We call it not radio art, but creations, radio creations.
Can you tell us a little bit about Radio Campus, like a short history?
Short history, 35 years old, or maybe a little bit more, I don't know. One of the first, not the first, but one of the first of community radio when there was this rising movement of community radios. We are on the campus, University of Brussels, Université Libre de Bruxelles, because people came there and they just grab the highest building and put their an antenna and say, we will do the radio there. So they squat, they pirate the place. And then they stood here, the university say, okay, you can stay. And then it began the radio from the university. We are free to do what we want, but we have a place to stay. And they give us little money, like an association, like they do for others. So we say we are radio for the community of, like, for the friends of Université Libre de Bruxelles, which opens also to other listeners in Brussels.
How would you describe what people could expect when they tune into Radio Campus?
Diversity. What people say when they come to the radio is like from hour to hour or from half hour to half hour, you can have so different contents. Yeah, it's the strength of the radio. Our listeners are open to different contents. They are curious. And if they come to listen to an African radio, they would be curious to discover like an experimental music program just after. And it's changed from hours to hours, you know. Cultural show, then you have scientific show, then you have a metal show, then you have a hip-hop show, then soul, and then it goes to field recordings. This is on Friday night, for example. All the people that do their program are just passionate by what they do. They do it for free, and so they give a lot, and they are here to give and to share. And this, I think, you receive as a listener, that somebody is there talking to you about something incredible you would not notice, not even imagine it exists, but will give it to you with so much passion that you would get involved in this trip and say, oh yeah, but it's incredible, this story of this music or these people or this.
The story of their struggle for a better broadcast frequency in Brussels is equally surprising. A decade ago, the Belgian capital completely lacked any official map of radio frequency allocations.
We fight to have this cadastre, to have this plan of the hair frequencies, because before there was just nothing. Everybody could just arrive and make a radio there. And just don't care if somebody's already there, if there is a radio. So we had a Catholic radio close to us and a Jewish radio on the other side. And sometimes they were like, shh, on our programs. So we have to call like, hey, what are you touching? We are there too, please share, keep the place. Now we are between the public radio main cultural channel and the classical and intellectual one. Mm. We are just in between.
You feel happier there.
We are like somehow in the middle of the public service, and people catch us much more, which is good. But then when we had this map of the airwaves, we have to get another map in front, which was the map from the Flemish-speaking people, which has their own map in the north. But we are in Brussels, so we are in the middle of the north and the no map. So on this place we were, on the building, there was also antenna for another Flemish-speaking radio. And if we stood there, we had to build a wall of
lead.
Like metallic.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the waves couldn't go through, otherwise we would go spread our French-speaking radio on the Flemish-speaking territories, which has their own map. So it was another problem they had to deal with, quite technical. But the waves don't follow the frontiers, and there are some valleys, and in north is flat. So it dives in the country also. So we also had to deal with this.
So they try to cut you off on one side, so it becomes more directional.
Yeah, even if it's directional, it always goes further. So yeah, we had to make this wall on. It was stupid, it's impossible.
Yeah.
But this was the tricky stuff with this mapping. It was for the minister. It was to be okay with the other one from the north, and that the two maps were plugged, but that there were no technical problems.
It's a
big story of Belgium.
Is it usually you who commissions the shows for radio?
For a few years, yeah.
How does that work within Radio Campus?
I've been given the baby like a hot potato. When I arrived, I didn't have my own show. I was doing some stuff in other people's show, but I had already done a radio piece, a documentary. And the girl in charge, Elise, before me, was like, nobody can do it but you. I'm not really in campus, you know, I come, but I go, I don't have my own show, blah, blah. No, it's very simple. I show you, there was a computer in the corridor. So like, you go there, you type this, blah, blah, and you have a lot of friends, you will find. I have to go, I'm sorry. Take it. Because I listen and I comment the radio show. So like, you're only one that listen to this show and that give me feedback about this show. Even me, I don't listen to them, so it's your charge now. So, hot potato. Voilà. So it was my first mission as a show was radio before I had my own show.
Okay. Mm. And then did you go about asking your friends to make shows for radio? How did that?
Yeah, I still... I try to be more organized. So now I have a list on my cell phone. And when I meet people and I'm like, it could be interesting, I write on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So that when times come, like, oops, soon it will be us. Take my list and see who could be what and when. And it's also a list of people I would like to do stuff with somehow. Like, the work they do is just exciting me. And not all of them are radio artists. Mostly they come from other performers, or they do with visual arts, or they do with music, or they do with text. So I push them to to think about this, and they work with sound, a lot of them, but they don't define themselves as radio artists.
I'm Claire Serre. I'm an artist from France, but I was in Belgium during three years, and I met Kika and Radio Campus at this moment. I remember that Kika said, okay, if you want, I have a proposition for you, but it's in 1 week. So I said, okay, I do that. And it's my job to do something really with energy. And in a few days, I can do something really, really fast. And so it was a play, a game to do something in 3 or 4 days with 20 or 30 minute sound. And say, okay, I have to just have an adventure. The bloop, the story of the bloop, it's a sound who exists. It's not just fiction. It's like the wow. It's another sound really mysterious in the universe. The wow, it's in the space, and the bloop, it's in the ocean. It's a geographical point really precise. In the Indian Ocean, In fact, it's a sound that the scientific equipe or researcher they are never find the body or the source, the origin of this sound. And it's a sound that you can hear when you are really deep in the ocean. It was like I heard this sound, but in my house, in my family, in my quotidian, in my room, and it was like that. So it's a sound really, really far than me. I think at the opposite of my house, but I can hear it. So it was a kind of a science fiction sound or something like that. So I was during 3 or 4 days to search it and said, okay, but where is it? And I searched during, 4 or 5 days, how I can build that and create this sound, in fact. So it was a game.
But you were not afraid of the sound. You actually were chasing it very actively.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why I was this posture. Perhaps I think if I have to search the bloop now, I was more a little bit, afraid. Because I was young.
And now, radio show number 408. Bloop by Claire Serre for Radio Campus Bruxelles.
Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
The bloop.
Come here.
Come closer.
Excuse-moi, t'as entendu quelque chose? Sorry. Do you hear something? Do you hear the sound? No, just... Yes, do you hear something? Sorry, do you hear something? Yeah, do you hear the sound? The sound just now. Sorry? Please, somebody heard something? Just the sound just now? Again, it was again, twice. It was a second time. Do you hear something? The sound. You didn't hear something. You don't hear the sound. Do you hear something?
it. Pull it. Okay, fast, fast. Faster, faster. Right, turn right, right. Okay, continue, continue. Fast, fast.
Straight here, come on, straight, come on, straight! Sorry? I'm searching for sound. Do you hear something here?
Thank you.
get out of your hiding? Show me your head, your body. Who are you? Where are you from? Come on. Are you fat? Are you tiny? What's it like to you? Are you a human? An animal? Are you alive? Come on. I'm waiting for you. Come here.
Come closer.
Are you shy?
I'm listening.
What do you want me? What do you want me?
You and your desire.
Why am I the only one you hear?
Take
dead.
Rewind, yes, rewind.
au début. Encore. Again, again. Rewind. Again, again. Closer. It's closer here, here. No, excuse me. You remember? Encore, juste là. Ça vient. Oui, c'est tout près. Ça vient. Okay, something approached. Just here. Just here. Again. Again. Stop. No, again. Stop. Okay, you are dead. You're dead? You are a killer. A lover. A father. A snake. A woman. An alien. You are God. You are free. You are two or three. You're several. You're a crowd. You're a storm. A flood. An ocean. A tide. A shit. A sadness. A depression. A disease. An heart. Okay, baby, a caress, a desire, a sandwich, a whisper, a shadow. You're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're very hot, you're very hot, no, 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 no. It was you? No.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
I remember I didn't hear the sound since that I built it, I created, so, but I remember that there is some whales, really strange. There was some a crow at the beginning with a lot of people, a lot of voice, so I heard this sound in the lot of voice. So I was in communication with a lot of elements, life elements that I didn't know and we didn't really recognize, if I remember. At the end, it was like a mirror. It was a little bit like that, like a loop with me. And I asked him if I'm... Yes, I said, are you a child? Are you a woman? But it's like I asked myself, I think. It's something like that, like a loop. I remember that.
It's really fun and it really has this energy throughout.
But it was like that. I think when I compose or when I create sound, it's not with my computer. It's not with my microphone, but little bit. It's the microphone that I build myself or something that I find, and there is a kind of urgence that I want to create now. So I think in this piece we can hear that, yes. I don't want to control all the thing. And I think when you're working with a post-production, or it's really different. The thing that I like in the radio is the live voices.
Brussels is a special case in the Radio network, as it is home to three member stations, Radio Panique, XLR and Campus Brussels. How do they get along?
We like to associate ourselves here. We are open to any kind of collaboration. So if we come, we call the friends and we go together. It's also the same with radio. Like, let's do stuff. Okay, let's do it together. Okay, let's share what we do all together to the others. So it's the same idea of collaborating and associating energies and sharing stuff. Panic has a small antenna, a power on Brussels, but they develop a lot on internet, so they have a very good website with very good podcast system. We are so late with this on Radio Campus, but we have a lot of power and we go really on the whole region of Brussels and forward. And the XLR, they are a small station, but they have so much good technical equipment that we don't have. But they have a small web station. So you have people from Campus going to Panic, and people from Panic going to Campus, people from XLR going to Campus, not again on Panic, but maybe soon. And so it's turning like this. So it depends on the place we give them. But there is always a slot free.
Radio Files is a mobile radio production for Documenta 14. For more information, visit mobile-radio.net.